Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
That was an interesting top 10 list from one Michael Felder. Joe O, Sammy P, thanks for hanging with us on Bet Sweats. We'll check in with Will Brinson coming up at the top of the hour. Sam, learned during the break that Michael Felder is a weighted vest guy. He walks around the neighborhood. I'm seeing those everywhere. Do you see them in your area where you have like 30, 40-somethings walking around these weighted vests?
No, I do not. Oh, my next-door neighbor... Great guy, Jim. Okay. Jim's got to be 75. Jim does not have a weighted vest.
There's no way.
Jim Jim will chop down a tree with an axe by himself. So that's Jim.
He doesn't need it. Yeah.
Very handy.
Need a weighted vest. It does look strange. It looks very strange to me when I see people walk around with them. I'd be embarrassed to put that on. I'm looking it up now. You can get 6, 8, 12, up to 30 pounds added. Like he said, it's making him stronger. I don't know, man.
I've never worn a weighted vest. In high school, though, I used to wear the ankle weights.
Yes.
And we'd wear them to school. I mean, my vertical was insane in high school, long time ago. But we did that. You'd walk around school for 6 hours with ankle weights on, and then you'd be jumping to touch the square on the backboard. Never a weighted vest, though. I've never even considered it.
Paul said he's seen them in his area. Jake, do you see them? Or you're probably in a young area. Probably not, I'm guessing.
I mean, I don't see them that. Like, I know people who have tried them. Like, I put it in the chat. Like, I've looked them up. Like, I looked at them on Amazon just to try and, like, see if I would start wearing them for my workouts. Like, I wouldn't wear them outside. I would just wear it because, Paul, I'm 27. I got to keep things all together here, all right? I can't keep relying on texts and calls from Rhode Island, all right? So, anyway, point being, looked at it. I did not pull the trigger, but, I mean, like, I've seen it on TikTok more than anything. Yeah, I thought about it. Like,
That's where this all starts.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
It's all TikTok, Twitter, like influencers. But I mean, it's supposed to work. I mean, Felder was saying it works. And
what does it do?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, I mean, I think it's like it's an endurance thing. It's basically weight training too, while you're walking, running, whatever you're using it for. I mean, you get 30 pounds extra in a vest.
Like, that sounds like back problems.
Probably,
to be honest.
But I mean, we're all going to get raptured in about 5 hours anyway. So who cares?
I'm not going to get raptured. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I've seen them everywhere on the lakefront, Riverwalk, whatever. Yeah. Like people doing workouts. I guess it's more, I mean, people, you know, there was someone jogging yesterday. I was going to say it was mostly walking. No, people are like jogging and running with them. I've seen that. Why.
Yeah, I've seen people like do bikes with them too.
Seems like a lot of pain.
What?
I don't know.
Come on.
Riding your bike?
Why? That makes no sense.
I don't know the size. I'm just telling you what my eyeballs see.
Feels like a sick brag. If you, oh, did you see him with the weighted vest? Yeah.
I got all performative on me today, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely.
I upgraded to 25.
Yeah, that's definitely why I looked at it. It's all performative. Who cares about the actual benefits?
Oh, he's getting it.
The gym that I've been going to, the new hot trend is people taking free weights and walking up to the nearest mirror and just working out 5 feet from the mirror. And I could never do that. Never going to happen. But there's this wall of mirrors, clearly for this purpose. It's a lifetime. It's not like this huge bougie gym. But they take the weights and they curl and they do everything like nose to the mirror, basically, and just work out in the mirror staring at themselves. And maybe it's just me. I think that's the weirdest thing you can do.
I do too, but that's what whenever I would run into Jake at the work gym, that's what he would do.
No, like, wrong. No, incorrect. Incorrect.
With his weighted vest on.
People who don't have spatial awareness, and the gym especially, is like number one pet peeve for me. Like, get out of the way. Move.
Well, the tripod situation is the worst. Like, I haven't run into it, but I see that it's happening out in the wild, right? Like, do you guys see it at your gyms? Where they,
I haven't seen
it. And then you get mad at people coming into your camera?
I saw it at the gym here for, like, there was someone who was using a tripod for a little bit. Yeah. Not here, but, like, in the gym. I didn't know who this person was. But I haven't seen them in a while, so I don't know if they moved on with their life. But, yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. Anyways. Speaking of filming workouts, Pam Maldonado hit a big parlay with the dog. Did you see a bunch of dogs? Did you see that? It was like 100-1. Congrats to her.
I wasn't expecting that. I was scrolling. Well, it's funny you bring that up. I was scrolling ESPN yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I don't read ESPN as much as I used to. When I was in high school and college, I used to read it all the time. And I just don't anymore. But I saw a story on X, and I said, oh, I'm interested there. So I clicked it. And now when you click an ESPN story, it's the story, and they embed a video right near the top. Most websites do this now. And yesterday's video from the aforementioned Pam was – now's the time to bet Indiana to make the playoff.
Like, I saw that.
After 63-10, of course it is. I wouldn't
know. Yep. I was interested that Felder didn't put Texas there. It's funny, like, so he made a top 10, and the parity that we're seeing, and how do we relate this to betting? Like, what sort of opportunities are there? There are some people that think it was better when it was fewer teams involved, when it was the BCS, whatever. I think this is great. And now it's set up properly because they made their mistakes last year where the better teams were actually not getting buys, not playing in that first round of games. But like when we go down the list of teams that, let's say, could make the championship game, like Felder rattled off 10 and he didn't include Texas. And my thought is, yeah, all of them can make it. Like, college football is in a really good spot as far as that goes. It's, I don't want to say mirroring the NFL because you still have a lot of blowouts and, you know, easy victories. Sometimes losses, teams are going on the road. It's so much more difficult in college football. It doesn't mirror it. But as far as parity, being more wide open, having a real championship conversation all year, college football's there now. Like, we can get to double digits on teams that could easily make the championship game at this point.
Texas is -150 to make the playoff. And I think a lot of the perception has sort of driven that number down, of course. But I have Kenny White's ratings right here. He sends them out every Monday morning. He has Texas as the third highest power rated team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Not my numbers. These are Kenny's. Kenny's been making numbers for 40 years. He's got Texas number 3. Got Ohio State 1, Oregon 2, Texas 3. Guy does it for a living, makes numbers, sends them to sports books. So everybody's saying Texas can't do this or can't do that. I'm not saying go bet Texas to win the national championship, but think about the number on Texas before the season. They're the number one team in the country. They have the shortest odds to win the national title, and they have the Heisman favorite. Now, those numbers were all wrong. Those priors were wrong, but they're still well-respected. I mean, most odds makers would tell you Texas is a top five team. Kenny's probably a little bit high, but those are his numbers. And his numbers don't have feelings. They're numbers. They're data points. What was Texas? I don't even know the number, but let's talk this out. If Texas is minus 150 now to make the playoff, what were they before the year? Minus 300?
Had to
or
be.
More?
That was my first thought, $3. Yeah. They so were
this would technically be the buy low.
Yeah, they were favorite or co-favorite for the title, and now they're fifth at plus 850. It does feel like a buy low spot. It does.
I mean, they're going to be favored a ton because their rating is high. They're going to be favored at Florida. Florida stinks. They're going to be favored. Despite what people think about Oklahoma, Texas is going to be favored against Oklahoma. I know people would think that's a hot take. It's not. Texas is favored, at least as of now. I'm looking at Kenny's numbers. He has Texas 5 points better than Oklahoma. And again, maybe he's a little high on the Texas side, but okay, they're still favored in that game. Not saying they're going to win, but favored. At Kentucky, they're favored. At Mississippi State, they're favored. They're favored at home against Vandy. They're probably not going to be favored at Georgia. And then they're going to be favored at home against Arkansas and at home against A&M. So they're a dog one time the rest of the season. That's it. And they have one loss. Oh, they lost to the number one team in the country, 14-7.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of maneuvering after this weekend because you've got Ohio State, the slight favorite over everybody else. And then, I mean, then you've got Oregon and Penn State, same number. They're both 7-1, best I see. And then you've got Georgia plus 750, Bama plus 1300. Like if Bama wins, are they going to flip? Maybe. You know, probably be Georgia floats a little bit, not as far as where Alabama is right now. And then Alabama's going to jump up. Like, we're going to see a lot of maneuvering this weekend. And I'm wondering on Monday if we're going to have the conversation with any of these losers this weekend, if you want to jump in, if it's going to be time now because of the price.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm warming to the idea of betting Texas to make the playoff. Texas over the win total, 9.5 at plus money now to go over, plus 110, plus 115. Win the SEC. You could get 450 in the market. Mm-hmm. The market still respects Texas. And again, I can't see the odds at BetMGM for some reason. But you look at the title market. And it's Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, Texas. That's the market. Now, some books have Georgia higher than Texas, but still a top five team in terms of winning the title. I'm not betting Texas to win the title because I don't trust Sark like to win multiple games in a row. I trust Franklin more than I trust Sark, which is crazy. But their red zone offense has been abysmal for years. Not just this year. It's been that way. But their defense is unbelievable. Unbelievable defense. So, yeah, they're good enough to make the playoff. That's a bet that I'm thinking about right now. You wanted a bet?
Yeah.
Texas to win the SEC, plus 450. Why not? Who's decidedly better than Texas in the SEC? Nobody.
No, it's all up for grabs. And people will have a lot of takeaways after the result of Bama-Georgia coming up this weekend. Okay, we talk a lot about buy points, finding value, especially after losses because there's an overreaction. Would you consider Utah at 15-1 to win the Big 12?
I don't think so. I wouldn't, but I understand it. You?
Well, I'm looking at the schedule, and you know, AP is what it is, but they have one game against a ranked opponent that's on the road. And I believe that's BYU, at BYU. That's it. So this would, you know, with that schedule, ideally, if you believe in the team, which we talked about before this weekend's loss, how impressive they are, and they were kind of flying under the radar. Then the number was getting shorter and shorter, and then they were near the top, and then this one loss knocks them all the way down to 15-1. I'm considering it, but that's the kind of situation that we're talking about. There's an overreaction. They're 0-1 in conference. Doesn't mean they can't run the table the rest of the way, especially with that schedule.
I understand it. TCU is now the trendy team. Texas Tech is the team at the top. And obviously, shop around with these prices because you're going to find many different liabilities at different sports books. For example, we talked about Texas just now. BetMGM has Texas at 3-1 to win the SEC. There's another book that has plus 450. And it's not just a Texas thing. This happens all the time. So wherever you're playing, or whoever you're playing, I guess, whichever team you like or whichever player you like, you have to have an understanding of the range of prices inside the market.
For sure. Miami is still plus money for the ACC. I thought that was kind of interesting. Georgia Tech, second favorite, Florida State, the third favorite. Yeah, that Texas number, I was not expecting you to say minus 150 for the playoff. But remember last year, there were three SEC teams that made it. And, okay, everybody's going to say the Georgia-Bama winner, they're going to be in the playoff. A lot is going to change week to week moving forward now that we're jumping in to conference play here.
I would love a market. I would love somebody to put up which conference has more playoff teams, Big Ten, SEC. I would take the Big Ten.
Big Ten.
I would.
Yeah. Is there a Big Ten dark horse? It's probably Indiana now. That could enter that conversation. Joe O, Sammy P.
Michigan,
Betsulet.
USC.
Yeah, of course. Yep, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.